Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Well, you say we take about a 5-minute interlude here from this awesome music on Western Swing and other things and talk about turkeys. You know, there's a lot of tips. If you read many outdoor magazines, and I've got to tell you, I've been guilty of this many times myself as an old outdoor writer, talking about A, B, C, and D, you do this and you will get you a turkey, or 10 tips to putting a turkey on the meat pole, all those kind of articles. I've written a ton of them. And there's some good information there. I'm not trying to diminish the fact that that if you follow a few simple rules, your percentage of harvest will go up. But there's no guarantees when it comes to turkey hunting. And, you know, I bet you if you've hunted turkeys very much, you can look back on your hunting career through the years and think of some downright comical situations. I know I have. Something about hunting turkeys, just some weird stuff happens, and when you look back, it's usually some pretty comical things. I'll tell you, one time I was hunting down on the Brazos River, west of Fort Worth, probably an hour and a half west out there. I was actually out in Palo Pinto County, and the turkeys were gobbling really well. They were responding. It was early in April, early in the spring turkey season. I was hunting on the side of this little mini mountain there, and there's an old grown-up ranch road there, weeds and everything, grass growing in it, but you could see down it pretty good ways. And I had a hen and a Jake decoy set up on the side of this road. Had me a little brush blind in the back in the brush there, probably 30 yards from there, and I was doing some calling and hoping to get a gobbler. Well, probably, as I remember, it's probably about 8:30 in the morning. I put out a series of hen yelps on that old box call, and way back down toward the river, I'd hear what sounded like 3 or 4 gobblers sounding off. They would instantly gobble every time they heard my call. We kept that up for probably 30 minutes, thinking, well, I'll entice them. So I closed the distance to about halfway. I got about halfway down to the river, stopped calling again. They would respond every time, but they weren't coming. They wouldn't close the distance to me. So I thought, what in the world is going on? So I kept on heading toward the river. Finally, I got right on the edge of the woods, and the Brazos was right there next to me, adjacent to me. Put out a series of hen yelps, and about 100 yards right across the river, it sounded like 3 gobblers just instantly sounded off. So I thought, okay, we're this close. I can surely coax them out of that across the river. Well, the kicker is there was a bend in a river, there'll be a debris line, a lot of old timber and woods that washes up on the bank. Well, there was such a line right here that went about 150 yards long, as I remember, and it was about 4 feet high. What had happened, my calling had enticed those turkeys out of the woods on the other side of that river, and they come to that obstruction, which they could have easily flown over or probably jumped up and hopped right over it, but for some reason they wouldn't cross that line of debris. So I just kept, calling a bit more, and they were right there. So I thought, how am I going to get – I've got to get these birds. And they were in the stream bed, which is legal to shoot them, or not in the water, but, in the drainage there. So – I finally decided I'm going to walk down a river ways and found a shallow, some ripples there. The water was only about, as I remember, about 18 inches deep. I jumped, waded that river, and walked back toward where I knew the gobblers were. I'd start calling, and I actually got within 50 feet of them right on the other side of that brush line. I've never done anything like that in my life. Bottom line is I got to a little opening in it, did a little more calling, and here they came right around. I got about, as I remember, it's about a 10-inch beard gobbler right there. When he wouldn't come through or across that brush, but when I got down and enticed him down to an opening, bingo, one ran right through there and I got him. So I bet if you've hunted turkeys much, you've got a lot of like situations that you can reflect upon. Lots of fun hunting them, and the season is about to open. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.